maybe. But first, we've got to talk about writing and reading and maths. The new NCEA standards that are to be introduced in 2024 have now been tested by students. The figures came back not good. Turns out two-thirds of them failed the new writing standard. Two-thirds. One-third failed the numeracy and reading standard. This was found out from an official information request by the New Zealand Initiative, who asked the Education Department, hey, how do those kids do with the trial tests? Two-thirds failed writing, one-third numeracy and reading. So joining me now is Michael Johnson, a senior fellow at the Initiative. Hello, Michael.
Hi there. How you doing?
Well, not good, actually. Those are massive numbers.
Yeah, they're not too good. I have to admit, they're not a huge surprise to me, as appalling as they are.
Really?
We've known for some time that we have these kinds of problems with literacy and numeracy in our school system, and yet we continue to use methods of teaching that are not effective.
I don't know, two-thirds failing the new writing standard. What level are we talking about here?
Well, these are not levels that would be commensurate with going to university. These are just levels of reading and writing and numeracy that we'd expect people to have to, you know, sort of function effectively in a modern economy, in an information-rich society.
Wow. And how on earth do you not learn stuff? Because I presume schools are teaching stuff in their own way, but how do you not learn this stuff?
Well, with literacy, one of the problems is that we don't teach according to what scientific evidence shows us works. So if we don't do that, then, you know, kids don't learn to read or write as effectively as they could. And that's what we've created over the last couple of decades, really, a situation in which children are really being sold short by our education system.
So what are you suggesting? Phonics and repetition, all that sort of stuff?
Well, phonics is a part of it. It's not the whole story. What we might call structured literacy, so it's kind of understanding the mechanisms of learning, things like cognitive overload. So if you give two children too much to deal with at once, then they won't be able to cope, and they start to get confused and frustrated, and then they give up. So that's one aspect. Certainly phonics is a part of, especially at the beginning of reading. I don't want to suggest it's the whole story, because there's much more to reading than obviously phonics, but it does give kids a huge leg up at the beginning if they understand the regular spelling sound mappings of English.
When you've
got Māori, for that matter, which is more regular than English.
When you've got two-thirds of students failing something, it's very hard to blame the students. How much blame can you put on the parents and the home situation?
Oh, I wouldn't blame parents. I mean, and it's not a question of blaming teachers either. It's actually the advice that they're given, the training that they're given. You know, we need to radically reform all of that.
As someone who's been listening to this debate ever since Tomorrow's Schools, I just find it amazing that it continues.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we have an ideological position that doesn't budge in the face of evidence, then sooner or later reality bites.
So how do we convince the ideology that you say is failing that perhaps they should try new ideas? Surely,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, surely these statistics, based on their own writing standards, is proof.
Well, indeed, and I'm hoping that these data will be a real wake-up call for the whole system. We can't live with the situation where only one-third of our kids get an NCEA certificate for want of writing ability. So to me, what we need to do to deal with these figures, which are appalling, is to go back to the primary school level and to radically reform how we teach reading and writing and numeracy at that level. In the meantime, we have to urgently introduce structured literacy and numeracy reform for the kids who are coming through the system but who have missed out at primary school level, so they don't fall off a cliff when they get to NCEA.
So
it seems to me that we can't actually, in good conscience, implement these standards as a prerequisite for NCEA in 2 years from now, because there will be too many young people who will be massively disadvantaged if we do. So I think some kind of a delay, regrettably enough, is necessary.
This paper, these results available to parents to read on your website, yes?
They can certainly read a policy piece that I've written about these results.
Okay.
The report itself, I don't think we've got on our website. That was released under the Official Information Act.
Well, that's how you get things done, Michael, and I thank you for your time today.
That's a great pleasure, my friend.
It is 6:13. That's the thing. Get hold of the figures, show it to your teachers, ask them what's happening. And revolution starts at the ground level, does it not?